Welcome back. Today we're making a heatwave Hoover stab in Ableton Live 12 that's built for jungle and old school DNB drops. Not just a cool synth patch either, this is about designing the sound, then placing it in the groove so it actually earns that rewind. Intermediate level, so I'm assuming you can move around live fast and you know your way around Wavetable, basic routing, and automation. First, the context, because the Hoover only makes sense inside the chaos. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to sit at 170 BPM. Pull in a breakbeat loop, amen chops if you've got them, or any crunchy jungle break. Then add a simple sub, operator or simpler is fine, doing a rolling two-step or a steady pattern. And give yourself headroom. Keep the whole project peaking around minus 6 dB on the master. You want space to add harmonics and width without instantly smearing the mix. Now, create a new MIDI track and name it Hoover Stab. We are building this with stock devices, and then we'll shape it into an instrument that feels like a sampled rave unit. Here's the starting chain mindset: Wavetable for the core, then saturation for density, filter movement for that talking Hoover vibe, chorus for the arrow width, glue to keep it punched, then reverb and delay as performance tools, then EQ to keep it out of the bass and snares way, and a limiter at the end just as a safety net so nothing spikes while you're experimenting. Let's start in Wavetable. The classic direction is basically detuned saw energy, but not the modern trance I'm 300% wide thing. Set oscillator 1 to a saw, oscillator 2 also to saw. Now add unison on each oscillator, think 4 to 6 voices, not maximum. Unison amount around 30 to 45% on osc 1, and maybe a touch less on osc 2, like 25 to 40. Then detune them so it's clearly alive, but still has a strong center. You're aiming for that total feel of like 10 to 20 cents, not a seasick wobble. Set spread so it widens, but doesn't vanish in mono. Somewhere around 60 to 80% spread is a good start. Keep it poly for now, because we'll sculpt it into a stab with envelopes rather than forcing mono behavior. Now inside Wavetable, turn on the filter and go LP24. This is where the stabbed character is born. Put the cutoff somewhere around 1.2k up to 2.5k depending on how bright your break is. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 20%. Add some drive, 2 to 5 dB, because a Hoover should have bite in the mids. Then set the filter envelope amount positive start around plus 20 to plus 40. For the filter envelope itself, attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. What you're listening for is that Brahm opening and then closing quickly, not a pad hanging around. Match that with the amp envelope. Attack again near 0. Decay around 200 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 120 to 250 milliseconds. The exact numbers matter less than the intent. You want a confident hit that gets out of the way of the next snare and the next slice of the break. Quick coach note here, before you get lost in tone shaping, decide what the stab's job is. In jungle, it usually does one of two things. It either fills the gap after the snare, like a call that answers the break, or it acts like a pickup into the next bar. Pick one job for the next four bars. That one decision makes the hook feel like it belongs. Alright, now we add the Hoover motion. This is the formant-ish, vowel-ish movement people associate with the classic sound. We're not reaching for third-party plugins, we'll fake it with stock tools. Drop a saturator after Wavetable first, because distortion before filter movement often gives you more character to chew on. Set saturator to analog clip or soft sign, drive it maybe 4 to 10 dB, turn on soft clip, then pull the output down so you're not just being fooled by loudness. The goal is harmonic density, so the stab speaks on small speakers, not just on a big system. Now add auto filter after the saturator. Set the filter mode to notch or bandpass. Put the frequency around 600 Hz to 1.2k Hz. Resonance around 30 to 55%. Then enable the LFO. Choose sine for smooth triangle if you want the movement to be more obvious. Set the rate to 1/8. And definitely audition 1/8 dotted. That dotted feel can lean really jungle in a way that straight rates sometimes don't. Keep the LFO amount subtle, like 10 to 25%. This is important. If the LFO is too deep, the stab stops punching and turns into a woozy effect. You want it to talk, not wobble. If you want a gnarlier option, add phaser flanger instead of, or lightly in addition to, autofilter. Put it in phaser mode. Rate slow, like 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. Amount 40 to 70%. Feedback 10 to 25%. Mix only 15 to 30%. Again, controlled. In DNB, punch is sacred. Now clamp it into the mix with glue compressor. Attack about 3 milliseconds, release on auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the stab peaks. You're not mastering, you're just making it consistent, like it's already been printed and handled. Next, width and error feel. Chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Amount around 15 to 35%. Rate 0.20 to 0.60 HE. Width 120 to 200%. Mix 10 to 25%. Listen in context with the break. If the snare suddenly feels less solid, you've overdone stereo. Old school Hoovers are wide, but the club still needs a center. If in doubt, slightly less chorus and slightly less unison beats huge and hollow. Now space, but as a performance trick, not a constant wash. Add hybrid reverb. Go for a plate algorithm. Decay 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the stab stays up front before the verb blooms. High cut around 6 to 9K, low cut 200 to 400 HZ. And keep the mix modest, like 8 to 15%. And here's the real DNB sauce. Echo throws. You can put echo after the reverb, but the classic workflow is to put hybrid reverb and echo on return tracks, so you only send certain hits into space. Set echo time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter it so it doesn't cloud the low end. High pass around 300 HZ. Low pass around 6 to 8K. Keep the mix at zero if it's on the insert and automate it up only on select stabs. Or if it's a return, automate the send on those hits. That one stab splashes the room moment is a huge part of why old school hooks feel dramatic. Now eck. This is where you stop the Hoover from bulleting the mix. Put EQ8 near the end. High pass it, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 120 to 180 HZ. Your sob and bass own that territory. If it's boxy or honky, dip 400 to 700 HZ by 2 to 4 dB. If it's harsh, a tiny dip around 2 to 4K. And if you need a bit of air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 10K. But be careful, breaks already have plenty of top. Quick mix sanity rule. Snare owns those transient mid-moments, roughly 200 HZ up into a few K. So either arrange the Hoover to answer the snare, or make it duck slightly when the snare hits. If you want to set that up quickly, put a compressor on the Hoover keyed from the snare track, and only duck 1 to 3 dB with a fast attack and quick release. Subtle. You're not trying to pump, you're trying to make room for the crack. Before we write notes, do a mono check. Throw a utility on the Hoover chain or on a Hoover bus and set width to zero. If it becomes thin and facey, reduce unison amount, reduce chorus mix, or consider keeping a mono core layer. A really solid trick is duplicating the Hoover track, making the duplicate mono with utility at 0% width, low pass it around 2 to 4K, add a touch of saturation, then blend it quietly under the wide version. That keeps the center punching even if the sides are doing the rave thing. Now, let's write the riff. Pick a minor key. F minor, G minor, a minor, anything that suits your break and bass. Keep the pitch range tight. If you jump more than 5 to 7 semitones constantly, it starts behaving like a lead line instead of a rave stab. Old school hooks win through rhythm and tone, not melody gymnastics. Try simple 2-bar pattern at 170. Bar 1. Hits on 1, then 1.2, then 2.3, then 3, then 3.3. Bar 2. Hits on 1. Then 2, then 2.2, then 3.2, then 4. For pitch in F minor, start with F as the main note, then occasionally hit Ev for tension, maybe C for stability, and Ab for that minor flavor. One easy vibe is alternating F and Ev so it feels ravey and urgent. Don't slam every velocity to 127. Make your main hits around 110 to 127, and ghost hits around 70 to 95. Velocity variation is part of what makes this feel like a sampled, performed hook instead of a sterile MIDI loop. And now the big authenticity step. Print it, freeze and flatten the Hoover track, or resample to a new audio track. This is where you stop endlessly tweaking and start arranging like an old school producer. Commit early, then do micro edits, shorten tails, reverse one hit, pitch one hit down, and do one time throw. That workflow creates character faster than another hour of maybe the resonance should be 3% higher. Once it's audio, you can chop it. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks. If you want the true jungle approach, drop the audio into simpler. Slice mode if you want to trigger chops, or classic mode if you want it to feel like a sampled unit. Here's a great sampled stab trick inside simpler classic. Turn on its filter, use an LP or BP with a little resonance. Map velocity to filter so harder hits open slightly more. Then add a tiny pitch envelope, just a little clicky bite short decay, subtle amount. That slight transient quirk makes it read like hardware sampling even though it's stock Ableton. Now we arrange a 16-bar drop that feels like an event. Think in two halves. 8 bars statement, 8 bars variation. Bars 1 to 4, drop entry. Keep stabs sparse and bold. Let the break breathe. Automate the filter cutoff openings slightly over these 4 bars, maybe 200 to 500 HC worth of movement, so the drop feels like it's warming up. Keep reverb minimal, dry feels bigger at the start, because the transients are clear. Bars 5 to 8, hook. Increase the stab density. Add more offbeat hits, but still leave some gaps so the snare stays king. And at the end of bar 8, do one obvious echo throw, or a reverb send spike, so the phrase ends with a tail that pulls you into the next section. Phrase punctuation is everything. Bars 9 to 12, variation and darker. Pitch down a few hits, like minus 2 semitones, to bring menace. Tighten the stereo a little, reduce chorus mix or automate utility width down slightly. If you want extra grit, add redux very lightly, like 5 to 12% wet, just to roughen the edges without turning it into noise. Bars 13 to 16, peak and exit. Do a call stab, then an answer to quick 1/16 hits can work great right before the snare. Then your rewind bait. In the last beat of bar 16, cut the hoover entirely and let the break do a fill, or even drop to near silence for an eighth to a quarter note. Negative space reads louder than more layers, and it makes the return feel like a slam.